You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Indian-German project to pour 6 tons of iron powder into international Antarctic waters, aiming at favoring the absorption of CO2 by phytoplankton, retakes the old intention of the industrial powers to control its emissions of dangerous gases to the atmosphere, making of a pseudo-scientist adventure a business. What's more, there are precedents of this in the 1930s. However, there isn't comprehensive research about the environmental consequences of this kind of experiment, said Oscar Galli to Real World Radio, marine biologist, member of REDES Friends of the Earth Uruguay. The first promoter of this kind of experiments has been historically the US, and the attempts to modify the sea with iron sulfur can be traced back to 1933, said Galli. From that moment on, there have been at least 10 attempts in several countries. Germany and India agreed to carry out this project that will affect about 300 square kilometers of the Antarctic Ocean with iron powder, which is claimed to favor CO2 absorption by the superficial algae, which would then theoretically sink, reducing the amount of this gas, which causes the greenhouse effect. Galli pointed out that there is a moratorium to this kind of fertilization experiments imposed by 192 countries, which is not being respected. He also highlighted the geopolitical interest of the alliance between an emerging power like India and a fully industrialized one like Germany. Apparently, Environment Federal Minister from Germany is against the experiment, but the researchers and the companies behind it are not listening to these warnings and back on the authorization of the federal government, stated Galli to Real World Radio. Galli also highlighted that this experiment would be promoting the burning of more and more fossil fuels, with the subsequent liberation of CO2 to the atmosphere and global warming, in addition to seriously damaging the marine ecosystems. Plankton's Incorporated Chief Executive Russ George has recognized that these are commercial experiments, businesses, without a scientific end, stated Galli. In 2007, while the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the UN's main scientific group on the issue, criticized the concept of geoengineering, Plankton's Incorporated said they were ready to pour several tons of minuscule particles in Galapagos Islands' waters, covering an area bigger than Puerto Rico, and raising many protests. We have to take this as what it is, an attempt to continue speculating and promoting the purchase of the right to pollute, the Uruguayan scientist concluded.
You're listening to Real World News.